Well, good morning. Our challenge this week comes from really all the emails that I got about signing up for these Monday challenges. And in looking at them and answering them, God quickly reminded me about something I wrote in the why section, which is, I'm going to fight for this generation. I'm going to believe for those who cannot believe for themselves. And I really want to be there for wounded Christians and communities and just try to encourage people as much as I can. But the truth is, I need to find a way to lift up God's voice above my voice. And the way I do that is to read scripture, talk a little bit about that, and give the challenge. So I want to challenge you this morning as we read Job 19, just a part of it. How often do I imitate or do you imitate the role of the friends rather than Christ? How often am I unintentionally hurtful rather than helpful? Now, I know we all experience this. This is incredibly challenging and difficult, especially with co-workers or some family members or good friends like Job. So here we go. Job 19, in response to Bildad, the guy, one of his friends who came to him. Then Job spoke again. How long will you torture me? How long will you try to crush me with your words? You have already insulted me 10 times. You should be ashamed of treating me so badly. Even if I've sinned, that's my concern, not yours. You think you're better than I am, using my humiliation as evidence of my sin? But it is God who has wronged me, capturing me in his net. I really wish I could stop there, but let's go. I cried out, help, but no one answers me. I protest, but there is no justice. And then he goes on to talk about some of the other ways that he's suffering. And in verse 25, he says, but as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. He's a little upset at his friend here, and he goes on in verse 25 to just share this huge statement of faith that lifts his voice, or lifts God's voice, above his own and above his friends. So as you can see in the reply, his friends just, quite frankly, just weren't helpful. I mean, all of his friends that came to him. The thing is, I'm convinced that they really wanted to be helpful. I'm convinced we do. But they either weren't listening well, they were using bad judgment, or their faith was lacking. I don't know. But when our coworkers, our friends, or our families, and we're sharing with them, are we really listening to them? Are we really believing for them when they're going through something? Are we really speaking life into them, or just giving our opinion as what Job kept hearing? And you can go back and read that. Job was hearing the sounds of, I guess what you could say, were dying from his friends. And he finally just says, you can talk about dying and this terrible world all you want, but as for me, verse 25, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. At last meaning, I know how all of this ends. It seems that you don't. And then he says, you should fear punishment yourselves, for your attitude deserves punishment. Then you will know that there is indeed a judgment. So the first challenge is to hear this warning and to know that your words can never speak louder than God's. And to be helpful friends, we are always trying to find a way to lift God's voice above ours. And the second challenge in looking at the role of the friends in our lives is to catch ourselves from enabling people, which we do. Frank, everything's going to be all right. It's not really your fault when a true friend will share what Jesus has to say instead of being the little therapist of the world. Again, simply lifting God's voice above ours. Who do you appreciate more? The friend who will speak both grace and truth, or the friend whose mind is somewhere else and things they say just seem to be an opinion or lifeless? You appreciate grace and truth, and that's modeling Christ. I've learned it's better to say, I just don't know, but I know the Redeemer lives. And if we listen and we pray more with our friends, leaving them knowing they feel loved by Jesus, then we've been a helpful friend. if we leave them and we've wrongly lifted them up or we've wrongly tore them down, then either one of those is not being helpful, even if our intentions are good. So focus this week on lifting God's voice above ours.